As you're talking about the local church with your disciple, I think it's so important to talk about love. That's what the church is supposed to be marked by. And sometimes we think about church and we think about the sermon, you know, was it good? Was this good? Was this good? And we don't think about that loving community, which was central. I mean, he said, this is how they're going to know that you're my disciples. It's if you love one another.
And so see, even in that verse, like the relationship between love in the church and making disciples outside the church. So the whole picture of love in the church that God has designed, the picture of unity and sacrificial care for each other, people bearing each other's burdens, forgiving one another, all of these things are designed so the world would look at this community of Christians and see something totally distinct and attractive and compelling. This is how the world will know that you're disciples of mine, when you love one another. And so by doing that in the church, by caring for one another in the church like that, we're helping fuel disciple making outside the church, because we're now able to say to people who don't know Christ, I want to show you something different, just and illustrate that to them with the way even you and the people you're discipling or the person you're discipling are caring for one another will in and of itself be a picture of God's grace and love to people that you know around. And so we want to make sure that that's central.
And sometimes I hear conversations that people have about, oh, but my church is this way and they're all a bunch of cliques and this and that. And make sure in your discussion that you teach your disciple right there as you guys have conversations, okay, well, how do we, you know, help the problem, you know, rather than add to it, you know, to talk about, let's think through how we speak right now. Let's be careful. Mm. You know, let's not, you know, destroy, you know, anyone's reputation, because it's terrible when you find out someone's been talking behind your back. I mean, what an awful feeling. And so you start teaching your disciple now, okay, let's think about how we talk about people in the church, how let's not let any unwholesome word come out of our mouth. Let's build them up. Let's talk about the leadership in the right way. You know, both of us as leaders have heard the talk of people we love, and we find out through the grapevine, what, they said that?
Nobody's actually ever said anything bad.
All right, okay, well, they tell me bad things about you. But it's just that whole idea of helping them maybe even work through. I mean, one of the things Scripture says is bear with one another, like put up with one another, and immediately now going, look, there's people in the church that you're not naturally going to do this with. But it's as we're on a mission together, as you know, hey, they're trying to make disciples too. We're all in this thing together to put up with some of these things and love on them and care for them in such a way. And again, first, you've got to model it to your disciple. I mean, because there'll be some things about your disciple that bother you. And in some ways, you bear with one another and you even work through your differences as a model of how they should do that in the church body.
You know, one of the questions talks about 1 Corinthians 13, but it might even be helpful to spend some time just thinking through practically, how can we show patience and kindness and all of these characteristics of love that are in 1 Corinthians 13, to really think through some practical ways that can play out in your life and in that disciple's life, or the small group you're walking through. How can this play out in our church? Like, how can we really show patience to people in our church? How can we really show kindness? What are some practical things we can do to really begin and intentionally thinking about that? How can we build up the local church as we're growing in Christ, knowing that inevitably this is going to lead to help make disciples beyond that church?
Yeah, fight for unity, because unity is so fragile, and that is what Satan wants to do, is to divide the church. We've all been in those situations where the church just feels, you get the sick feeling because people are at odds with each other. And so it's so key for them to understand, look, we love the church, we love these people, and we've got to fight for this unity.